Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe says Sri Lanka and China share similarities in the way of thinking in various fields, such as economic restructuring.
Like China, we are now dedicated to promoting the openness and reform of Sri Lanka and adjust the economic structure step by step. China has been implementing reform policies. We have started our own reform, and we hope to improve our economy by deepening reforms and participating in global economic cooperation. China and Sri Lanka share the same goal. On one hand, we want to build Sri Lanka into a hub on the Indian Ocean. On the other, we are willing to develop greater synergies between our own strategies and China's 21st Century Maritime Silk Road Initiative.
The Prime Minister noted the weak global economic growth requires all the economies to rely more on each other, and there is no exception for Sri Lanka and China. Sri Lanka's current government shut down the Chinese-led port project last year, straining ties between the two sides. In a joint statement, Sri Lanka announced the resumption of the work of the port city project and expressed the willingness to facilitate and support the implementation of this project. The Prime Minister noted the Colombo port city will become a financial and business hub in not only Sri Lanka, but also in the whole region of the Indian Ocean. The Sri Lankan Prime Minister also highlighted the role of companies in promoting economic growth. He noted that his government will soon put forward new policies to ensure the interests of investors.
First, we will set an institution specially for investors to file application for projects. We will make requirements for investors in terms of rules and environment issues. Major projects should go through Parliament, and once approved, they will gain absolute government support and protection.
As China has become the second largest source of visitors to Sri Lanka, Wickremesinghe expects tourism will not only facilitate people-to-people exchanges, but also attract more Chinese investors. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka's International Trade Minister Malik Semerawickrama says China's Sri Lanka Free Trade Agreement is expected to be inked sometime this year.
During our meeting with the Chinese Premier, we have held China-Sri Lanka Free Trade Negotiations. We believe the Free Trade Agreement will effectively balance the trade relationship between the two countries. That will also boost exports from Sri Lanka to China. The discussion about the list for tax-free goods is underway.
Sri Lanka's Prime Minister has just wrapped up a 4-day official visit to China. For CRI, this is Guiyan.